You're listening to the audio production of I Give Up, The Secret Joy of a Surrendered Life by Laura Story with Leigh McElroy, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood.
I give up. I belong. I belong to the maker of the earth and seas, who is rich as a king, yet so gentle and kind towards me. I am not cared for by servant hired, but a shepherd who would leave the 99. So when I give up, I gain. When I let go of having my own way, when surrender's more than loss, but a brand new start, to know the richness of the Father's heart, I will rest. I will rest, not in worldly security, not in what I may try to control that's controlling me. What if faith is simpler than I've made it be? Just a simple trusting in your love for me. So here's my life to take. Though you've heard this prayer 1,000 other days, make this moment more than just empty words I say. Let this be my place to start, to know the richness of the Father's heart. Part 1. Surrender. Who, me? Chapter 1. A Life Beyond Control. A dozen or so years ago, when Martin and I were newlyweds, we survived what we imagined to be the biggest trial we'd ever face. Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor. We had just moved to Atlanta from South Carolina and had only been married a short time. I was beginning a job with Perimeter Church as a worship leader, and Martin was enrolled in a great master's program in design. Looking back, I realized we believed our time in Atlanta would be short. Once Martin graduated with his master's degree, we'd move back to South Carolina to be close to our families, then start a family of our own. Even if we didn't say so or put it down on paper, we had an X marks the spot plan for our lives and believed God would get us there in the not-too-distant future. For a while, things seemed to be going very well. We were adjusting to our new city and our new roles, making new friends and learning new skills. Then Martin began to have trouble staying awake. He even fell asleep once while he was driving and again on a ski lift. His studies became too much for him to keep up with. My husband is smart, a far better student than I ever was. He was failing classes he normally would have aced. He could hardly stay awake to study and had little energy for even routine stuff. Other times, his behavior just seemed odd. He'd ask me strange questions or forget really ordinary things like whether or not we'd just unloaded the dishwasher. We sought and got plenty of well-meaning advice. Your husband needs counseling. He's just distracted or lazy. Have you considered that it might be depression or some other form of mental illness? We'd considered a lot of things, but we had zero answers. When we did meet together with a counselor, he told us that he didn't believe Martin's problem was related to any sort of mental illness. He thought it might be something physical instead. So we made